This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and Upsnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, where you'll learn to awaken your divine intuition and open your human heart. Sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and learn. Here's Sarah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. Today we are just after Easter and just after our full moon in Libra. April 14th, 2020. And our subject today is, what would happen if you just said yes? Learn why, instead of fighting the universe, we can surrender. So I wrote this show title way back in January. I like to work ahead a little bit and trying to think of, you know, what are we going to be talking about? And really did not have a sense of all the changes in the world that would be going on at this time. And yet, here is this perfect lesson for us today to look at, is what would happen if we just said yes. So we're going to be talking about why that is important during this global situation that we're in, and how this is both a personal way of looking at things and also a public way of looking at things. So the micro and the macro always are reflecting each other. Today is Free Readings Tuesday, and we do have the lines filled at the moment, but as soon as those are free, I invite you to call in to, you can write this down, 844-390-8255, 844-390-8255, and I'll announce when it's time to call in again. We have a couple callers waiting. You know, so a couple housekeeping things. So first off, I have just opened registration for Intuition University Summer 2020, and this is the group training that I teach directly. And I'm very excited to announce that this program initially had a one-year program, and now I've opened up a full second-year program that allows people to become certified psychic readers and be featured as a certified reader with me. So all of that stuff is on the website. More information will be coming, but the starting place for that, if you're interested, is this group training, Intuition University Summer 2020. That is the place to start if you want to go ahead and learn how to build your own practice and learn how to do readings for others. Fascinating work. And I've been doing it for years and years and years now, and I'm so honored to teach it, and I'm so thrilled that so many gifted people, I'm so lucky to work with so many incredibly gifted readers and healers and empaths and so forth. It's just astounding to create community in this way and to support each other. Also starting up, and so if you're want to do self-study, we have these monthly $15 courses. I'm so happy to bring those to people. And we are doing in May the Akashic Project, Read Your Akashic Records. And this is a course that begins in May, and it's $15, and it teaches you how to read your Akashic Records. I do things a little bit differently in the Akashic Records than maybe some other folks that you might have learned from. So that should be a spectacular course. Both of these are at sarahwiseman.com. Alrighty, what would happen if you just said yes? What we are facing now is this really rolling wave of emotion. So around April 10th, a lot of us felt this wave of relief And then now, and then Easter was a peaceful, more peaceful time, or the holy days for different religions were a peaceful time as everyone, kind of that same feeling you feel in late December as the holidays descend. We feel this, we empathically feel what others are feeling, even if we're, you know, in completely different cities, we are sensing the collective vibe. And now we're back to that weariness, or that dis-ease, or that uncomfortableness of kind of like, well, it's feeling better, but yet the news is saying it's not better, or is the news saying it's better? And so what we're invited to do now is to really accept our reality as it is. We are invited to say yes. So by saying yes to the universe, instead of fighting the universe for what we want or what we think we want, we allow ourselves to let things be as they are. And there's this kind of maybe disappointed feeling or sad feeling or grieving, but we just allow things to be not as we think they should be, or not as they used to be. We allow them to be as they are, and we recall the idea that most or much or the majority of suffering is in our minds. Yes, sometimes we will have suffering in our bodies, but for most of us, or for many of us, 90% of our suffering is in our minds. It's caused by our thoughts. And so when we allow ourselves to just be with what is, to not say, oh, I wish it were this way, or I want it to be this way, or I'm afraid it's not going to work out. When we just come to this place, this nowness moment, and we just surrender to what is, what we find is that, you know, the universe is incredibly smart. We have been brought to this place of being forced to surrender. We can't fix anything at the moment. We can't move anything faster than it's going now. And so we have to just sit and surrender and be with what is. And what we're being invited to do on a vast collective level is to be with what is and notice how we are changing because of this. All of our previous lifestyle, the brakes have been put on. We can't go out. We can't get supplies. We're separated from people we love. We're separated from family members. We're not working in the same way. Maybe we don't have work. All of our habits and patterns have been put the brakes on. Will it return to normal? No, it will not go back to how it was. It will become a new normal. We will have a new normal. And that's what we're feeling so much fear about. Like, what does that look like? I don't know. Is it going to be terrible? Is it going to be better? We don't know. So we accept this is where we are. We are in a place of great transition. And this transition is global. But we are also being asked right now, with this being the stay at home, we are asked to notice who we are when all these identities are taken away, these work identities and these social identities and these habit identities, and all of this stuff is taken away. We are pared down. It's like this ultimate tidying up, but not of our surroundings, not of our stuff, of our habits and our patterns. So what happens when all that goes? What remains? And of course, you remain as a soul, and that hasn't changed. But you also remain as a personality, or a mind ego personality, is what I like to call it. And that part of you, the mind ego personality, that is where all the change is happening. We've literally had the carpet ripped out from under our feet, or the tablecloth ripped out from the table with the dishes still on it and all that. We have had everything taken away. And so the soul is fine with that, but the mind ego personality struggles and fights and wants things how they were and doesn't know what's ahead. And so this idea, what would happen if we just surrendered to what is? If we just saw, this is the reality I'm in now. I can't go back to 2 months ago. I have no idea what 2 months ahead will look like. What can I do now with this reality? And I wouldn't even look at the reality of this week. I would look at the reality of what is my reality today. And I would look at what is my reality in this hour. In this hour, I am with a microphone speaking to you guys. In this hour or part of an hour, you are doing whatever you're doing and listening to this. That is our present reality. And the more you can hone down to this sense of nowness, which is one of the things the universe is asking us to be present to, the more relief you feel. You know, it's kind of like an AA. They break it down into one day at a time to get through the massive challenge of being sober for a lifetime. And that's what we're asking ourselves to do now. It's like we're going to ask ourselves to go 1 hour at a time. We surrender to the universe in this moment. And then we surrender to the universe in the next moment. And then we surrender to the universe in the next moment. And we trust that just as we have been brought to all the other places in our lives to increase our understanding, to open our hearts, this also is an experience that is helping us to really grow and to really evolve both personally and collectively. We're going to talk more about this idea of surrendering and what that can look like, what that looks like in your own life. And we'll talk more about that during the show. For now, we are going to go to our very patient callers. And it looks like we have first on the line, Adonna from Miami. Adonna, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, is Adonna there?
Here. She's coming right to the phone right now.
All righty. Are you there?
Hey.
Okay. Adonna, are you there? Maybe we should move on to Suzanne from Santa Fe, and we'll go back to Adonna in a minute. But Suzanne, are you there? Yes. Hi, Suzanne. It's Sarah. Welcome to the program. What can I help you out with today?
Well, I accidentally hear.
Uh-huh.
I thought when I called in originally that this would be I'd listen to the show, but I found the podcast. I'm listening to that. So thank you for being there.
Uh-huh.
So I guess my question is how do I serve right now?
Mm-hmm.
What am I to do now?
Mm-hmm. What is the work that you normally do?
Well, the work that my paycheck comes from is I do human resources and some payroll stuff for school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I've been working from home, since what, March 24th.
Mm-hmm.
I really just see that as a paycheck for the most part, but I see that I support people even in that. It's really not so much about my tasks as my being,
mm-hmm.
and I get
that. Who else are you supporting? And you don't have to give their names, but like in your personal life, who are you supporting, like family members or friends during this particular time? Like who are you continually talking to the phone on or checking in with? How many people are you supporting that way?
Oh, quite a few. Mm-hmm. I actually went from like 500 and some Facebook friends to now I've got like over 1,800 mm-hmm. in the past couple of weeks. And, you know, I just kind of use my intuition when I'm on Facebook and people post with whatever they're dealing with. And, you know, if I feel something coming through me to share with them, then I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got several friends, and then I actually just heard from a friend today who I know a lot's going on with her. Her husband's got multiple health issues, is in the hospital. They're trying to figure out what's going on. So, you know, I've offered to talk to her later today after work to try to see what I can do.
And in terms of your own, like, who is emotionally supporting you, or where are you getting your support from?
I would say my best friend, who is here in Santa Fe with me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not with me, but we're in the same town.
Mm-hmm.
She's the main one right now. Another good friend of mine is on a 2-week silent retreat. So I feel her, but, mm-hmm. you know, we're not in communication. The man I'm dating, kind of.
Okay. So there's a little bit.
Yeah.
So what I'm sensing is a couple things. So when your work will come around pretty soon, in a month or 2 months, or things will start to become more busy or more demanding, and you may not stay with that work forever, but in the near future, that's going to come around with a lot of responsibility or a lot of stuff to do pretty soon. You're kind of in a breather break stage, even though you're still working. So kind of just understand that, like, that's coming in the future. That will need to be tended to a little bit later on. So that's on hold, but it is going to. So you don't want it to surprise you. You don't want to make it feel like, oh, this, nothing's really going on here. I can just keep it at this pace. The pacing will increase a little bit later. But the thing that's interesting to me is that what's accelerating is your own empathic outreach or your own intuitive outreach. And it feels like that is the place to put your attention to support others that way, because that's what's working. That's what the universe is supporting. And my only concern is it's really a lot to take on if you're not used to supporting lots of people, especially at this level of crises. It can be pretty, there can be a lot of emotional waves in as you feel everybody that you're supporting and making sure you're having enough support yourself. And that's where I feel like, yeah. I don't know that you have enough support. And what I'd like to see is, and what's your connection when you do meditation? Do you have support from the guides? Is that one of your practices?
I'm not in touch with, I don't recognize separate guides usually. How it usually lands on me is like when I'm meditating or if I'm outside in nature or just being quiet, because I live by myself, so it's, and I live on the side of a mountain in a cabin, so it's pretty quiet, is, you know, a lot of times I just refer to it as the voice. Like it's just something that cuts through and is like, hey,
yeah,
I have something for you. So it usually comes like that, and it pretty much, the most common route is I write it down, and it ends up, lately, it's ended up being in the form of poetry.
So what I think would be really a good thing for you is to, So you're getting lots of, your intuition is wide open, you're receiving messaging, but I think it would be very helpful during this time to get really specific support from your guides. And so that would probably mean, the system I teach or some other people teach, it's like, how do you go in and actually meet them and know who's in what position and what they're telling you? And it provides an accelerated level of knowing, but it mostly provides support for you so that you can support all of these 1,800 people that you've suddenly been given. Like, these are your charges. So I would suggest you do that. I have a course called Be a Divine Conduit, which teaches how to open to your, it's just $15, but I think learning that specific technique would give you like this counsel that you can rely on, not just in a subtle way, but in a specific clear messages each day that then you can take and work with your group. I wouldn't be surprised if your group becomes your main job next year. But you're kind of feeling it out and seeing how much the emotional and spiritual, how these waves are affecting you and kind of learning how to navigate that. Well, Suzanne, I think it's really excellent. I'm glad that you called. I'm going to go to a quick break, but thank you for calling in and thank you for helping all those folks that you're helping. That sounds very needed and a really interesting passage for you also. Thank you. Alrighty, we are. We're gonna go. We're gonna go for a quick break. Now is a great time to call in to 844-390-8255. Lines are open, and we'll be back with more Ask Sara in just a moment.
Are you an empath, intuitive, sensitive, or seeker who wants to learn more? Do you long to master the secrets of spiritual intuition for personal or professional growth? Would you like to work directly with Sara? Sign up now for Intuition University, Sara's year-long program in spiritual intuition, where you'll study with a supportive group of kindred souls, just like you. Classes start every semester. Learn how you can become a student of Intuition University at sarawiseman.com.
Welcome back to Ask Sara with Sara Wiseman. Today we are talking about what would happen if you just said yes, learn why instead of fighting the universe we can surrender. And I think that Suzanne that called from Santa Fe just a moment ago, this was this idea of how do you know what you are, what happens if you say yes, and how does this relate to law of flow where the universe guides us? And so in Suzanne's case, suddenly she saw something moving, something active, and this is leading her to her next step. And so you just say yes to, okay, I don't have my regular work. I see this becoming activated. This is where I'm being called to be. And how do I go forward with this? So we're surrendering to what is happening rather than to what we think should be happening, or rather than what we wish were happening. So it's free readings Tuesday. The lines are open. So if you call in, you're going to get through. 844-390-8255. 844-390-8255. I want to talk also about, so we're going to be working with this idea of surrender and flow and letting the universe guide us and knowing that where we are right now is in this place of transition. So transition always involves letting go of what was before, having this time where we don't know how things are going to proceed, and dealing with the discomfort of being in this gap of energy, and then beginning to receive the signs and direction of where we are being led to. So this is where we are on a global level, and this is also where we are on a personal level. So I want to just give you a little bit of information about how to understand how to make choices when they come up. And this is from today's blog, The Daily Divine, The Two-Pronged Path. Choices can be neutral. You will often be faced with choices where it doesn't matter what you decide. If you choose A, it will work out. If you choose B, it will also work out. In other words, either choice will teach you the same soul lesson. There may be differences in degree or speed, but you will learn the same thing either way. When you are faced with a two-pronged path, be joyful. You will learn your soul lesson no matter what you choose. So, when we look at it this way, when we are in a time of trying to figure out what our next step is, we're in this place of transition, we don't know what's ahead, and things will start to come up. Our mind will have ideas about what we should do, and our soul will be giving us information about the higher path or where we're really supposed to be going. And so as you come up to a choice, or as you're confused about a direction, there's going to be three options. Actually, maybe we might even say there's going to be four options. The first option is going to be yes. Yep, that's my decision. And as you're in this moment of transition, looking to what's ahead, the yeses are going to be clear as a bell. Like for Suzanne, who just called, her yes is, wow, I've got all these many new Facebook people that are following me. That's a yes from the universe, and I'm going to answer the universe's yes with my own yes. So that's pretty clear. The energy's there. The excitement is there. You just feel like you're being surged forward on a powerful wave. Yes. The other possibility is no. And no tends to come with a sticky feeling, a hesitant feeling. You just feel uncomfortable. You're unsure. It feels bad. You feel sad. You feel anxious. That's where your no is. Now, we've all said yes when we should have said no. But after a few times of these, you start to recognize that feeling in your stomach, like, no, it's just a no. So that is another clear answer. So the universe is guiding us. Yes, energy is positive. No, we feel that feeling. Then we've got the two-pronged path. And this is an idea that it's named this because this is what it appears like when you're doing clairvoyance and you are looking at someone's path, and what may come into your mind is the two-pronged path, a visual. And the two-pronged path means either way is going to work. Both choices or all of three choices are going to be working out. And this is an interesting path because it means that either whatever is being considered is not that important. The universe doesn't care. Should I dye my hair blonde or dye my hair black? The universe is like, the two-pronged path doesn't matter. Both choices are neutral. Doesn't matter. Should I date person A or person B? The universe is like, actually, neither of those is that great of a choice. Date either one. It's neutral. Something else is going to happen later. But for now, it's not a wrong direction to go forward. So as you're sort of sifting through all of the choices you need to make right now, there's yes, there's no, there's this two-pronged path, and then there's also the state of We just wait. We wait when we are confused, which might be what a lot of people are feeling right now. We just wait for further instructions. We wait until we know. And so if you are at this point thinking about what you should do for work and you can't figure it out, or you are concerned about how to take care of a family member and you can't figure it out, there's no yes, there's no no, there's no two-pronged path, you're just confused, then you just wait. You just wait for further instructions. And again, you aren't moving until you know. I do want to kind of help you visualize this by thinking of, for those of you who've been in the ocean, there is this idea that when a wave is coming, when you're body boogie boarding or bodyboarding, when a wave is coming, you know it. You just go for it. That's your yes. The momentum carries you forward. When the wave is too big, when the wave is a no, you're not going to catch it. It's either too big and it's really scary and you have to duck down and escape from it, or it just doesn't feel right and you just trust your gut and it's a no. You don't take that wave. If a wave is neutral, maybe it's kind of an okay wave, not that great a wave. Maybe you take it, you get a decent ride, but kind of wasn't that exciting. That's your two-pronged path. And when you're just sitting there, not sure what you should do yet, that's that moment you're waiting. You're just on your board in the water, kind of just being with everything there is to be with, and just watching the horizon for the patterns and the wave sets that are coming. Again, this idea that the micro and the macro always reflect each other. Even something as simple as the waves in the ocean give us the clue as to how to go about parts of our own life. So I want to remind you guys the lines are open, so you can call in for free readings Tuesday, 844-390-8255, 844-390-8255. Lines are open. And I'm especially interested you can call in for whatever you'd like to call into, but for those of you who are experiencing heightened psychic abilities, heightened spirituality, weird dreams, this sense of having more spiritual stuff going on in your life right now, I'd love to speak with you and hear what is happening for you. Looks like we have Michelle from Ontario on the line. Michelle, welcome to the program. Hi, Michelle. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, what can I help you out with today, or what's been on your mind?
Sorry, you're breaking up. I can't really hear you.
Oh, what's your question?
I guess my question is regarding my path right now. With everything going on in the world right now, like, I don't feel afraid or anything like that, which I typically would. So I'm just wondering what I should be doing right now.
Why do you think that you don't feel afraid? What's your feeling at the deepest level?
Sorry, it's hard to hear you.
Oh, okay. I guess we're having a breaking up problem. So, what is your gut level feeling that allows you to know that everything's okay?
That's a good question. I mean, I feel like there's just a very strange sense of calm in me about what's going on right now. And I look outside and everybody's going a little bit crazy, and I feel like maybe there's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fear has always kind of had an element in my life for as long as I can remember. And I feel like that's just, like, gone right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, it's interesting because it feels like part of the reason for you to be in this transition is the releasing of fear, which you're doing or you've done already. So you're making a lot of progress during this downtime. What other things in your life need to be worked on still for you?
Need to be worked on? Well, I'm a mother, so I have a young daughter who's 3. And I feel like that has opened me up in terms of my purpose and the things that I want to achieve in this world. In terms of, I guess, I look at our family and our family dynamics and our trauma, and I feel like it's my purpose to kind of end that.
Mm-hmm.
Our line, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But that's challenging. And although a work in progress is something that, you know, you have to work on every day, and that's definitely at the forefront of my life at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Do you, Michelle, when you're working on this, like your family trauma, are you doing that work in meditation and with the guides right now? Is that how you're doing it, or how do you do that?
No, I don't. I do meditate, but I don't work with guides at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure how to tune into that, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I more do it in terms of when something arises, like a trigger in my life happens,
mm-hmm.
From my daughter, from my husband or my family or whatnot, my work, of kind of working through where that comes from, like the source of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be, a lot of it is from when I was a child and things like that. So I feel like that's how I work through these things. But yeah, in terms of guides, I've never really gone in that direction before.
Yeah, I think that is it's like during this time, you have the possibility of totally clearing, like not just partly clearing, but totally clearing a lot of this, karmic stuff that needs to be cleared. And I think that the piece that you're missing is working with the guides to have them assist you rather than you trying to do all the heavy lifting by yourself. So there's two,
right.
I have two.
It's funny though. I'm used to doing things on my own. So.
Yeah. But I mean, we each have these spirit mentor councils, like they are true beings and they're just in a different dimensionality and they're there to help us. Thank goodness we're so lucky, but to connect will kind of like blow your mind and you'll just have this support that you don't have right now. So I would suggest,
right.
So you might have taken I have a course, Release Yourself from Family Karma. And then there's also a course, Heal Your Past, Heal Your Life. They're each $15. They're on the website. And I think one of those might be exactly the way to kind of help you see how to work with the guides and also deal with these other things. And I think you're going to have really big success. I think you're going to be able to chop down this trauma like by 80% right in the next couple of weeks, just releasing. And then the next bit will need a little more time. But I think sometimes these things are just ready to shift, and that's where it is for you. Like you're just ready to do this work. And so there's the outside path, what you're going to, you know, the other response, that's not very important right now. This is all an internal path for you.
Right.
So take advantage. And I think you're going to be like, wow, what did I did all that during this time frame. And then it's just pretty amazing to clear it all up. So, yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like this is an enormous opportunity right now, like collectively, and I don't want to squander it. I want to do all the things I should be doing right now to make it count. And, you know, this is kind of the great pause, right? We need to stop our lives and take better control of our habits and our experiences and things like that. So, yeah, I guess I just want to make sure I'm doing the right things to take advantage of what's happening right now.
Yeah, it's not just we are really being called to accept ourselves as spiritual beings. And so this also, we're being called to accept. There's other dimensions. There's other you know, forces at work, we can connect with all that. It's not just about humans on the planet. It's like there's a vast universe of beings and guidance and information that is all part of oneness. And so we're really asked to connect with that. Well, I think you're going to do really, really, really well. And I think you're going to be surprised how far you can get on this healing work.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for calling into the program. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Yep.
Okay, take care.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and we might have time for another caller, 844-390-8255 for Free Readings Tuesday, 844-390-8255, Free Readings Tuesday. Michelle brought up some excellent points. You know, this transition, some of it is to take off all our identities, be in our lives without all the habits. And for a lot of people, this transition is asking us to release all of our suffering, all of our suffering from the past. Obviously, it's often around relationships and family and past wounds. We're given a chance to really like hold that very gently and look at it. And I know that not everyone is comfortable with the idea of guides, but if you do allow yourself to, you know, just as in ancient times we had the gods or the goddesses or the saints or the holy ones or ancestral forces, this is very similar to what the guides are like. We have always been, as humans, we have always been in connection with the spirit world. The spirit world includes the departed, and it also includes all these helpers and mentors. So some people have trouble, like, are there really guides? You know, all I got to say is I sure didn't believe at all, and then had this near-death experience way, way back. And the guides began to come forward, and then the departed, and it just became incredibly clear that not only is there no veil between the worlds, between all of the worlds, but that this is an amazing source of information and guidance and understanding, and it is a way of tapping into the part of collective soul that is not only, you know, it's not solely the human collective soul. It's the collective soul of the whole universe. Wow. It's an amazing resource. You know, why wouldn't we use it if we needed some support? Let's go to the phones. And we have Cheryl calling from, I think, North Carolina. Cheryl, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Thank you for calling. What can I help you out with today?
I receive messages from my guides several times a week, sometimes daily. I keep them in a journal, and I've been getting direction, but I'm not clear on exactly how I'm supposed to go about things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if your guides have any clarity for me in regards to the messages I've been receiving. I know that I know that I'm called to work with death.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the messages I'm receiving are from people who have crossed over that just have like a really positive message. It's not about the things they did wrong or anything. It was about the things they loved about life mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder if your guides have any clarity for what I'm supposed to be doing or transitioning into. I feel like a shift is about to happen to what I'm doing, but I don't really understand it.
Are you, would you consider yourself a medium, that's one of your main gifts?
Say that again, would I consider myself a what?
A medium, a person who communicates with the departed?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And what level of, let's see. I think that's where things are going. What I'm receiving is that your mediumship skills are going to expand even more, and there will be opportunities to spread. It's not just the personal contact from a departed, and they have a message for the living person. It's really this bigger picture of hope and this idea of being, you know, death isn't real, of how we can still communicate with people even after they've passed. It's the whole paradigm of what we think about death as goodbye. And I feel like what your path is like, no, it's not, it's just a different realm, and to share that information and with people to kind of change the whole paradigm about, you know, what is death really? Like death without fear, and still being able to be in touch beyond the dimensions. That's where I think it's going. It's a pretty deep calling to do that work.
Thank you for that, because that confirms the messages I've been receiving.
Yeah.
Pretty much I'm going to be involved in changing how people see death.
Yes.
And they refer to me as the, because I know it's going to be working with death, I didn't know what direction to go with it a few years ago. So I did the certification to become a death doula. This isn't it, but it'll make me more comfortable with the idea of talking about death. And they say I'm a doula to souls that crossed over, and that I'm going to change the way that people look at death.
Yeah,
public relations person for death.
Right. And it reminds me of when Michael Newton wrote Life Between Lives, and really helped people understand the process of how we arrive into our bodies, and then, you know, where we exist before we come into our bodies. It reminds me a bit, it's like a piece of that same puzzle is what I feel like. So he did, I think he did a lot of, he worked with people and he recorded their experiences, and that was part of the sharing. It was like all these people had the same experiences. It would be interesting to do some, I don't know if you can record the departed, maybe you can, but to write down what you're receiving and have a collection of those would be really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing that. So yeah.
Yeah.
Yay, thank you for the confirmation. I just kind of feel like, oh, am I just going off on it? So thank you for the confirmation.
Yeah, it's hard. You know, when we do this super esoteric work, it's a little hard because they're to make your own map.
Oh, no, there you go.
And forward, yeah. Hey, thank you so much for calling, Cheryl. Good luck to you. That sounds
thank
fascinating
you.
And
thank
very, very useful. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for your response to me. Thank you.
Absolutely, yeah. So I want to share one other piece to how we can move through this time. This is from my book, Messages from the Divine. If you don't like how you feel, feel more. So I just want you to, this was written, you know, a while back, but I want you to apply it to now. We return to the subject of numbing, distraction, of trying to not be here. You are here. You are one. You can't escape it ever. Even after this lifetime, there will be another and another. There is no escape from suffering until you learn to transcend and then to transmute pain, to move beyond pain. Most of us do not consider it is possible to move forward in this way, in this lifetime. Full enlightenment may not be our destiny this time around, and yet we can suffer less we can feel more joy. We can become more connected to everything. We can feel more joy. To do this, we must step away from distraction, which is what we've been forced to do, and allow ourselves to feel all that we feel over and over again. In this way, there is a great breaking of the human heart, the great cracking open from pain into light. This expansion from pain into compassion, into connection, into love, all of it happening so quickly, it is one fluid feeling. From darkness to light, from suffering to peace. To do this, the first step, you must allow yourself to feel. If something is uncomfortable, allow it. If something creates anxiety, admit it. If you feel unsettled, worried, depressed, angry, whatever it is, own it. Don't be afraid of feeling. Don't distract or numb or put on a front or try to be brave. Feel what you feel. This is your reality right now. Don't let your culture tell you differently. Don't let group thought convince you otherwise. Don't let your own misbeliefs mislead you. The mind is limited. Facts are not the whole story. What you feel determines your perception, creates your reality. So feel what you feel. Go deeper still and feel what you feel beneath that feeling and so on beneath that until you get to a core or a truth or a knowing. This is what we are invited to do right now in this period of transition. To support you on your path, we've got the Akashic Records Project, $15, and summer training signups. Both of those you will find at sarahwiseman.com. Just look on you'll find them. They're clearly labeled. I look forward to being back with you next week with more Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman.